This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Leaders cutting across party lines have extended support to the actions taken by Cabinet Committee on Security against Pakistan following Pahalgam terror attack. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all parties expressed their concern at the terror attack and extended their support. He said the Defence Minister informed about the incident that happened in Pahalgam and the actions taken by the Indian government in the CCS meeting. He said the government has also expressed its intention to take more stringent action today. Mr. Rijiju said the leaders were briefed about the incident and government action.
सारे पॉलिटिकल पार्टी सरकार के साथ खड़ा है और पूरा देश खड़ा है ये संदेश भी सब पॉलिटिकल पार्टी ने दिया है और सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने एक ही आवाज में कहा है कि सरकार जो भी कदम उठाएगा साथ देंगे ये भी सब पार्टी के नेताओं ने कहा है और मीटिंग पॉजिटिव नोट में समाप्त हुई और मैं मानता हूं कि आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण ऑल पार्टी बैठक में जो हमने स्पिरिट अडॉप्ट किया है कि एकजुट होकर के लड़ाई लड़ेंगे आतंकवाद के खिलाफ वो आगे भी जारी रहेगा और एक अपील किया है कि ऐसे समय में हम एक दूसरे के खिलाफ राजनीतिक दृश्य से ना दिखें और राजनीति ना करें ऐसे माहौल में देश एकजुट रहना चाहिए ये भी सबने संदेश दिया है.
Talking to media after attending the meeting, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi said, everyone condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and opposition has given full support to the government to take any action. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the conspirators of Pahalgam terror attack will get a punishment far bigger than they can imagine. He said terrorism will not go unpunished. He said that every effort will be made to ensure that justice is done and the entire nation is firm in this resolve.
ये हमला किया है उन आतंकियों को और इस हमले की साजिश रचने वालों को उनकी कल्पना से भी बड़ी सजा मिल करके रहेगी.
Speaking at a public gathering in Madhubani district on the occasion of National Panchayati Raj Day, the Prime Minister said that the country's spirit will never be broken by terrorism. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi is visiting Srinagar today to review the security situation in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Top commanders of the local military formations will brief him on the counter-terrorist measures taken by the force in the valley and along the line of control. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between terrorist and security forces in Bandipora today. Official sources said security forces launched a cordon and search operation in the Kulnar Bazipora area of Bandipora district following information about the presence of the ultras in the area. They said the search operation turned into an encounter after the hiding ultras opened fire on the security personnel. No casualties have been reported in the incident so far. The details were awaited. North Sikkim administration has informed that huge landslides have occurred at Munshi Thang on Lechen Chung Thang Road and Lima Bob on Lachung Chung Thang Road. Continuous rainfall is being reported across North Sikkim. The road up to Chung Thang remains open. However, due to heavy rain, it is not accessible during night time. In light of this situation, no permits for North Sikkim will be issued today. All previously issued permits stand cancelled with immediate effect. Several markets in national capital Delhi will be closed today as traders have called for a bandh to protest the terror attack in Pahalgam. The Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, said that Delhi trade associations have asked for a complete market shutdown in response to the terror attack and a mark of tribute to those who lost their lives. President Draupadi Murmu has departed for Vatican City this morning to attend the state funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu will be on a two-day visit to the Vatican City. Today is World Malaria Day. It is a global initiative organized by the World Health Organization to raise awareness about malaria and promote actions to control, prevent and ultimately eliminate the disease. The second Asian Yogasana Championship is set to begin at Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The three-day event by Yogasana Bharat will last till the 27th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.